This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Stop and show. We are on the Team 980. We are always live on the free Odyssey app, and we are streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. We just talked about some of the top prospects in the men's NCAA tournament that we're keeping an eye on as the Wizards and Jazz play tonight, race to the bottom of the NBA. The Mystics, we already know, have three of the top six picks in the WNBA draft, and we haven't really had a chance to talk too much about the women's bracket over the last couple of days since it came out. Tournament starts a little bit later as well, but since we don't have a show tomorrow or Friday, we're now out of time, and it's time to do all of that at once. Help us do that. Ben Pickman joins us from The Athletic. Ben, great to catch up again. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Hopefully we can crash course this in whatever time we have.
Yeah, we can certainly do our best here. And so if we look at it just quickly, like overarching, we can get into the bracket and some of the matchups and some of the favorites and all that in a second. But when you look at the draft this year from and this college pool that we're going to be watching over the next couple of weeks through a WNBA lens, how deep is this group? Like, we know Paige Bueckers is the belle of the ball at the top in the same way that Cooper Flagg is the belle of the ball in the men's field, although there's probably a little bit more contention on that than Flagg, who's universally seen as the number one guy on the men's side. But after Bueckers, how deep is this draft where the Mystics have these three picks in the top six?
Yeah, there are a lot of potential players in this draft who could be really, really solid WNBA players, right? You go down the list, Kiki Iriafin, Sonia Citron, Sanaya Rivers, these are really, really good athletes. Olivia Miles protected a top three lottery pick as well. Frankly, the player who has the biggest star power potential, who could be a franchise player, is not someone in this NCAA tournament. It is Dominique Malanga, who is this 19-year-old center who plays in France. She's 6'6". She could dunk when she was like 14, 15 years old. She's been playing pro for a few years on the French national team at the Olympics. She's the kind of athlete that, frankly, you don't see very often in the WNBA. And so when you talk to executives, like, again, she's not in this NCAA tournament, so that doesn't really help in this preview, but she is the kind of player that if she is available at number three, I would be pretty surprised if Washington passed her up, because she really does have the potential. I know Bueckers is kind of the big name here in America, the big name that everybody knows, but it's not crazy to think that in 5 years, 10 years' time, if developed the right way, Dominique Malanga is actually the best prospect looking back at this 2025 WNBA draft.
That is very interesting, but also not surprising, I think, for those of us that have been a little locked in on this. I remember, actually, ironically now, Ben, the first person to mention her to me was Mike Tebow. And we were sitting down after an interview last year. He's like, yeah, there's this French kid over there that's 6'6", and she's awesome. And I was like, oh, and check it out. And here we are a year later, and we'll see if Washington can ultimately draft her at 3. I do think, you know, if we try to now start to talk about some of the tournament as well. Is Notre Dame the most dangerous 3 seed that we've seen in the women's tournament going in a while, considering they have, what, 4, 5, 6 maybe future WNBA players on that roster, and yet somehow are a 3 seed?
Yeah, I mean, they're a 3 seed because they lost 3 of their last 5 games and really backed into this 2025 NCAA tournament. But I think your point that you make is a really good one, because they did win 19 straight games at one point during this regular season. They had ascended to the number one team in the AP poll. They do have, you know, potentially, what, like two or three of, you know, WNBA-level prospects, including 2 players who could go in the top 5, and it wouldn't be shocking, in Miles and Sonia Citron. Like, they really are that deep. They really are that talented. Neil Ivey is one of the best coaches in the country. And so, yeah, they are super, super dangerous. I have them, you know, in my kind of circle, I'll call it circle of 6. Teams that I think have a legitimate chance to win the national championship. But they have a tough stretch. They have a tough path as a 3 seed, and it's one of those teams, like, do you want to bet on a team figuring it out in March, flipping the switch, or maybe something is off, and maybe their season is kind of going to end on a whimper, much like their ECC tournament run did, much like their conference regular season did too.
Ben Pickman of The Athletic with us here on The Hoffman Show. Obviously, also, or actually, it's not in their conference. God, my old Big East brain turned back on for a second. That thing's been dead for a while. UConn is who I was going to ask about, who's still in the Big East. Obviously, sure. Notre Dame no longer in the Big East. Do you think the committee got it right putting them as a 2 seed with the 4 ones that they had, or was that a mistake by the committee?
No, I think it was a fair seed. I mean, people looked at kind of UConn's conference record, and the Big East, frankly, is not as good as some of the other power conferences, not really considered as much like a power conference as, you know, the ACC or the SEC or the Big Ten. So that helps to explain the seeding, and it wasn't really surprising to see UConn as a 2. I think the frustration people saw on Sunday night when the bracket was announced was more from USC coach Lindsey Gottlieb, who seemed to be a little bit peeved that they were the fourth number one seed in the committee's eyes, which meant they had to play UConn. And I think we might have seen a similar reaction from Texas coach Nick Schaefer, had they been paired in the same bracket as UConn. But overall, I don't really think UConn cares where they're seated, whether they were that number one seed or a top number 2, because they recognize that to win the national championship, to go to a Final Four, you got to beat who's in front of you, and you got to beat everyone, right? And this UConn team, their win over South Carolina in February, for my money, it's the best win that any team had during this regular season. Going to Columbia, South Carolina, blowing out the defending champions on their home court in a game that really was never competitive. So UConn, to me, like, the ceiling is there. They have, I think, the highest ceiling of frankly, any team. Their best might be better than anyone else's best. And they did show that against South Carolina. And it's just a matter of, can they get to that level again, you know, when the Field of 68 begins later this week.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Another two seed that's pretty interesting to me is TCU. Obviously, a lot of fans who check in and just in March every single year. We know more fans checked in on games this year than any other year prior. ESPN put out that press release a couple weeks ago that's like, yeah, we had more games of 500,000 viewers than any other year ever this season. But for a lot of folks that just check in to March every year on the tournaments, the last time they saw Haley Van Lith was Caitlin Clark cooking her when she was wearing an LSU uniform. Well, update, she's now with TCU. She's a Big 12 Player of the Year. How good is that TCU team, and do they have a chance? Like, is that one of the first teams that's outside of that circle of six you talked about, or are they in it for you as a potential true title contender?
No, I think they're outside the circle of six. I mean, this has already been the best year in the history of TCU women's basketball. They're number two in the region. They've led at halftime in 24 straight games and in NCAA best 31 games. This year, they've already won a school record 31 games this year. Haley Van Lith, you mentioned her, Big 12 Player of the Year, and Sedona Prince is kind of the center, her front court partner from a pick and roll standpoint. They have great chemistry on the court together. It's a really good offense, not as good comparably as a defense. I just have a hard time seeing like them go from a team that is just trying to ascend to finally being in the Final Four. I mean, they are one of the best stories kind of in the sport more broadly this year in this way that last year in the 2024 season, they actually needed to hold open tryouts at one point during the 23-24 season and literally had to take players who were just lay students, go into normal classes, and bring them onto the women's basketball team just to continue their season at one point in the winter because they were so decimated with injuries. A year later, they are winning the Big 12, both in the regular season and the conference tournament, and being a two seed. And so, you know, it's crazy to think Mark Campbell's been there just a few years now. Like, it's crazy to think from where they were to where they are now. But I think Final Four is possible, though I'm not betting it. And I think national championship, like, you just don't often see the team that goes from out of the tournament, not really a power player, to suddenly winning, especially on the women's side.
For sure. The powers that be tend to power on. In South Carolina, they've been the most powerful program in the country for better part of a decade now with Dawn. Last year was so surprising because it's like, oh, man, they missed their shot with Aaliyah Boston. This will be a down year. Then they went undefeated and won the national championship. This year, they're a one seed again. They had that nasty loss that you referenced earlier to UConn. How does this South Carolina team stack up? And what kind of form would you say that they're in going into this NCAA tournament?
They're in really, really good form. They blew out Texas. They know they're number one seed in that SEC tournament final, and that is the kind of statement win that you want as you head into the NCAA tournament play. I mean, look, this is another really, really good South Carolina team. They are top five in offensive rating. They're 15th in defense. They're third overall in that rating. They don't really turn the ball over. They get out and run and score in transition. They're first in points in the paint. Like, they are also really deep. Like, just like last year's team, there's not one player that you can key in on and say, if we shut them down, we are definitely going to win. They have a number of players. Mylesia Fulwiley, who is one of the best athletes in the tournament, a sophomore wing, sophomore guard, who's super exciting. Joyce Edwards, a freshman forward. She's one of the best freshmen in the country this year. Tahina Pau-Pau, one of the best shooters in the country last year, still a very consistent shooter, someone you can't leave open. So they just have a lot of options, a lot of depth, a lot of options. They're obviously really well coached. They're obviously really experienced and prepared heading into this tournament. So, it's not an undefeated team. They might not be attracting all the headlines like they did last year, but this is still a South Carolina team that it would not be shocking if they won a second consecutive championship.
So going full circle to wrap up, Ben, is Ben Pickman from The Athletic is with us here on The Hoffman Show. Who is the player that you think has the, like, from what you think they can do and what their team can do, who's the player that you think can help their draft stock the most over the next 3 weeks? You just mentioned a ton of names that I think are like eligible candidates for me, from Sanaya Rivers to Pau-Pau to a bunch of these different players. Who do you think can really help their WNBA draft stock in their final chance to do it before next month's draft?
Yeah, I mean, the player that I've kind of circled is Azy Fudd of UConn. Now, she could go back to college for another year if she so chooses, but she simply has first-round talent. She is an elite shooter with a very pure stroke, very much in the kind of Steph Curry vein. She's also an Under Armour athlete, works out with Steph, has a good relationship with him, kind of this 3-and-D. But you could certainly see that, like, if she puts six incredible games together, then maybe she jumps to the WNBA and is not just a first-round pick like some people think and project she could be, but is a top half of the first-round pick. Again, an injury-riddled career in college so far. She's very close with Paige Beckers, so it wouldn't be shocking for if Azy left because Paige is also expected to leave. And Azy played great against South Carolina. That was her best game of the year. And so if she's able to replicate it, like, she is certainly the kind of player who could see her name soar up draft boards and make the decision about whether to stay or whether to go. It could be a pretty simple one if she plays well and gets positive feedback as a result.
That would be the DMV's very own Azy Fudd, St. John's College High School, Arlington, Virginia. And Ben, I lied. I now have one more question because you got me thinking on the local tick, and I meant to ask you this earlier. What kind of chance do you give Maryland to make a run to Sweet 16, Elite Eight kind of range?
Yeah, I think it's definitely possible. I think Alabama, not an easy matchup by any means. Again, coming out of the SEC, which was a really, really strong conference this year. Cheyenne Sellers, obviously key to everything that Maryland has done this year. But the team, again, regrouped this offseason. One of the best teams in the Big Ten. Sellers, so much goes around what she can do. Another player, potentially, with some WNBA draft implications. For me, I expect them certainly as a host team to win that first round game against Norfolk State. There's some people are saying that game is a little bit shakier than some people think. I think Alabama is actually a pretty tough test in the round of 32, but then I'm staring down, you're staring down the barrel here. They would have to play South Carolina theoretically in the Sweet 16.
Right.
And so for as good as, a season that Maryland has had, and they've had a pretty good one. I don't really foresee it going much longer than that if they even get that.
Ben Pickman, you can read him and the entire team at The Athletic's work on The Athletic. Their app is great, easy to use. You can also just go to theathletic.com. Ben, appreciate your time, sir, and I'm sure we will be talking over the next month, over the course of this tournament and leading into that WNBA draft.
Happy to do it. Enjoy the tournament.
You as well, my friend. Ben Pickman with us here on The Hoffman Show, which, as we move things around, Anthony, means we have a half-hour hole in the program. No?
We have rule changes. Also, we have Connor Orr, who you said is.
Oh, yeah.
We have a couple of things because we didn't finish all the NFL rule changes.
Well, I was thinking because we had talked about as a possibility today doing a special edition of Never Read the Comments. But in a way, Connor Orr subtweeting us in his article.
Ooh.
Is kind of a Never Read the Comments.
Hey, I'm with it.
We're gonna have some fun with someone who decided to subtweet us in a national publication next.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.